The Lord bless it and use it in your life. Amen. Appreciate it, Brother Holly.
Thank you, preacher. Amen. Appreciate the service today. It's been a blessing to my heart.
Yes,
and I give God glory for it and praise.
Yes.
It's good to be in the Lord's house, and we're thankful for the mercy of God and His love.
Yes.
I believe this thing is done for, brother. Does that look right? You got any batteries on that? I don't have to have it. But I do appreciate the goodness of God. I do appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning.
Amen.
Now, I do want to say that it is our desire to be a help to you,
yes,
if we can.
Yes.
And that is our prayer today, that the Lord would use us to make a difference in your life for God's glory. And I'm thankful for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be part of it. And I'm thankful for the mercy of God and the grace of God in my life. What the Lord did for me when He reached way down to the bottom where I was and lifted me. Brother, that was truly the grace of Almighty God. I'm glad He cared for my soul. When no one else cared for me, He did. And I appreciate Him so very much. Thank you, brother. And go with us now, if you will. You can be turning the book of Acts, chapter number 3. The book of Acts, chapter number 3. We'll give you something that's been on her heart, really, all week as I began to just think about the church in general. We have been blessed of God to be able to go a lot of different places and preach a lot of different times. And we thought, Brother Hyde, as we reflected back over 2022 and the things that God had did for us, and we were very thankful and grateful. And we went to a lot of places, and some of the places we went to, we were able to be a help and a blessing. It was a blessing to be there. Other places free, and I felt like some of the churches were on life support. Now I tell you, you ought to be thankful this morning. You've come into the house of God and be able to feel the Spirit of the Lord and thank God, have some joy in your heart, and folks sing the songs, praise God, like they know what they're singing about. I think it's important, friend, not to lose those things that God has given you. Now, I want to say to each one of you here today that you play an important part and a vital role, thank God, in the church in which you go to. And sometimes if you're not careful, I believe we can sort of feel like, well, maybe it's brother such and such or sister such and such, but we're all part of this body. And we're all a member of this body. And we're all important to this body. And I think, friend, that the Lord would help today. I want to try to get in the place that God would have. And we begin reading here in verse number 1 of chapter 3. The Bible said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the temple of the gate, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, John said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He leaping up, stood and walked and entered in to the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sent for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened unto him. As I look here at these scriptures and what's taking place here, friend, we understand that Peter and John now are on their way to the house of God. And I do want to say this morning that I believe it's important, friend, where you go to the house of God. I believe it's important, friend, thank God, why you go to the house of God. I believe those things are very important. I believe it's important that you find out what God wants for your life and the place that God has for your life. And thank God, find yourself in that place. Amen. Amen. It's important, like I said, where you go and when you go and how you go. I don't believe it's just going to the house of God any old way, but I believe it's having your heart prepared and ready. Thank God before you ever come that the Lord might use you in the house of God where you go to help the body of believers. And so as I began to look here, we see Peter and John, and friend, they're on their way now to the house of God. As they're approaching the house of God, there's a man there who's laid out at the gate. And the Bible said that this man is lame of his feet. The Bible goes on to tell us, friend, that he was born this way. He's always been this way. And friend, listen, the only thing this man can do is beg. And so they took him out, friend, to the gate of the house of God. And they feel like surely if there's any charity to be found, if there's any compassion to be found, it'll be found at the house of God. And I believe, friend, that's the truth today. I believe there's going to be any compassion found that ought to be found right here. Any charity to be found, it should be found right here. And so here this man is. Now, Brother Hyde, the best I can tell, he's been here for a long time. They've laid him here at this place for a long time, but this day is going to be different than any other day. You know what's exciting to me, friend? Thank God this could be the day that's different, praise God, than any other day that you've come. That's why it's important, thank God, to come to the house of God. As a matter of fact, about the time you feel like that God's not going to do anything, that's when he's going to do something. About the time you've determined in your mind, I don't know if it's worth the trip, it will be worth the trip. Amen. And so we began to see what's taking place. And Peter and John come by. And so, friend, they look at this man. This man looks at them. And they fasten their eyes upon him. And so he feels like, friend, as he's asking on that he's going to receive something from them. And so, friend, as he begins to ask his alms and he asks for something to put in his cup there that he might be able, friend, maybe to buy something to eat later on to help sustain him maybe through the week. Peter, friend, said something that really did not bring much joy to this man's heart. He said, I want to tell you something, friend, silver and gold have I none. Amen. I don't have anything materially to put in your cup. I'm not able to help you in that way. But I'm glad he didn't stop there. He said, but such as I have, give I thee. I believe that every one of us this morning have something that we can give. I believe you've got something you can give to somebody else. I believe, friend, it's not the monetary things that we're in such desperate need of in the hour in which we live, but it is the spiritual things that God's children possess, that they're able, friend, to give to one another. Amen. I mean, when I come to God's house, preacher, I'm going to be honest, I like to get, but I also, if I can, I like to give. Amen. Because that's what Jesus did. And when we start giving, we start acting like Christ. And when we start acting like Christ, I believe Christ is seen in us, who is the hope of glory. And so, friend, he takes him by the hand. Praise God, he takes him by the hand. Can you imagine that? Here's a man that's never walked. He's never had any walking lessons. He don't know how to walk. Amen. He's not able to do those things. But Peter takes him by the right hand. And immediately the Bible said his feet and ankle bones received strength. Can you imagine that? And the Bible said he just stood up and leaping. Praise God. Amen. And then the Bible goes on to tell us that as these men went into the house of God, he followed them in there, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. If God would help for a few moments this morning, I'll just give you what's on my heart. Just simple message on how to go to the house of God. I believe there's some things we need to understand about going to the house of God. Because I'm afraid sometimes, friend, it can become ritualistic. It can become mechanical. It can become something that we do. I mean, we just come in the same old way.
way and we sit in the same old place and we do the same old thing. But I don't believe that's how we need to go to the house of God. Sometimes when we can feel like maybe it's not important that I go to the house of God, or I really don't have anything to give at the house of God, but I beg to differ. And so there's a few things that came to mind, and the Lord would help me this morning. I'll leave them with you on how to go to the house of God. First of all, I believe we ought to go in harmony. Amen. Understand what I'm saying? I believe we ought to go in harmony. The Bible tells us here in the Word of God that Peter and John went up together. Amen. They didn't go up free and disgruntled at one another. They didn't have a fallout on the way to the house of God, but they went up together. They were in harmony. Thank God. It gives the ideal friend. Thank God to be a pleasing arrangement of parts. That's what it means. I mean, it's kind of like when the pianist playing and the bass is playing and the string instruments are playing. When they're in tune and they're in harmony, praise God. It's pleasant, Brother Hyde. Thank God. It becomes a beautiful arrangement. Thank the Lord. Well, that's what can happen in my life and in your life when we come to the house of God, when we're in harmony one with another. Thank God the Lord then is able to play a melody most sweet, thank God, in the lives and ears of the people of God, and help folk when they come to the house of God. I don't want to come out of tune, friend. Oh, no. Because I promise you this, Brother Hyde. Thank God if one of the isms was not tuned and somebody didn't tune the guitar, they had dropped it. They left it out in the car all night. That cold weather affected that thing when they began to strum. Hey, you know she's out of tune. Amen. I've been in the house of God a few times. I've been out of tune. I don't want to go out of tune, Brother Keith. I want to be in tune, in step, and in harmony for the glory of God. Amen, Brother. Because there's strength, praise God, when there's harmony in God's house. Oh, yes. Amen. Over and over as you began to read the book of Acts, chapter number one, they were in one accord. Chapter number two, praise God, they were in one accord. And praise God, as we enter into chapter three, Peter and John are going to the Lord's house, and thank God they are in one accord. In other words, there's harmony. It's important, brother, how you come to God's house. You ought to make sure, praise the Lord, before you ever leave your house on the way to his house, that there's harmony, thank God, as you journey, praise God, to the house of God. I mean, it's important, friend. Thank God it's important, brother. I mean, listen, I tell you, listen, don't come in, brother, on the outs. Come in, praise God, with something in your heart. And so, brother, I think we ought to go in harmony, and I believe we ought to go, thank God, faithfully. Brother, I mean, I believe we ought to go, friend. Thank God. Why is that? Because it makes a difference. It makes a difference, friend. I've said many a time before, brother, listen, all my parts are necessary, and I love all my parts, praise God. And I don't want to get rid of any of them, thank God. Every one of them, friend, is important to me. Some do what others can't do, but all are necessary. I'm just saying you ought to go faithfully, friend. Why is that? Because it encourages the body. It encourages the whole body. Thank God when you're able to look around and praise God. There you are. Amen. It helps the preacher. I promise you that. Hey, Brother Hyde, Pastor, all those years, it sure did help me when folk were in their place. Thank God. I mean, I appreciate that. Amen. And I tell you, friend, that's where power comes from. That's where strength comes from. The Bible tells me that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And when the body's together, thank God, intertwined, thank God, around Christ, there's great strength and power in that. Oh, yes. I'm just simply saying it is important. Thank God it is important. Brother, there's been some times I couldn't come, but I wanted to come. Thank God for every time that I can, but I want to be faithful unto the Lord. Thank God. I mean, I want to come faithfully. Somebody said, preacher, what can I do in this new year? Hey, brother, be faithful. Be faithful. Thank God. Just be faithful. Amen. Oh, yes. You know what I found out? I like folk to be faithful to me. Don't you? Amen. I want to be faithful to God. Amen. I want to be faithful to the church. I want to be faithful. And I think it's important. And the Bible said it's the hour of prayer. They're on the way to the temple. In other words, they're going faithfully. Amen. They're just headed to the house of God. Why is that? Because it's time to go. Amen. I mean, it's time to be there. Amen. I'll tell you something else. They were going prayerfully. It's the hour of prayer. Amen. You've heard this statement, and I agree with this. A lot of times we get out what we put in. Now, God's been merciful to all of us. And there's been some times I come and put nothing in and left with a truckload. Hallelujah. That's the grace of God. Amen. But I tell you what you ought to do. You ought to try to put a little prayer in before you come. As a matter of fact, you ought to be praying a whole lot. Thank God. Amen. You ought to be praying through the week. And you ought to be praying for the church service. And you ought to be praying that God would move in this place. I'm going to tell you what, friend. Listen, I thank God for the house of God. It is an oasis, friend. As you've been out in this world and drugged down and beat down, it's good to come in a place, thank God, and sing the songs of Zion. And feel the presence of God Almighty. And see the saints fellowship. Praise God. It's wonderful to my soul. Oh, yes, it is. Thank God. We ought to go prayerfully. We ought to be a praying, asking God to help, asking God to move and God to touch. You ought to be praying for the man of God that God would direct his steps and direct his path and give him the words to say in the mind of God that he would know, friend, what thus saith the Lord. Hey, you've got a vested interest in this thing, friend. Praise God. In other words, you've got some skin in the game. You ought to be a praying, thank God, that the Lord would move. You ought to be praying for these that play and these that sing. Thank God the Lord would touch them from power from on high. Thank God. I'm talking about when they began to sing that God would kiss that thing. Brother Hyde, I believe that's necessary. I remember a service we went to. I may have shared this, but if I did, we'll just get to hear it again. Thank God. I remember, friend, years ago, I went to a revival meeting and we drove up to that church. It was a big old church and it was packed. But brother, I promise you, it was as dry as shucks and dead as 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was sad, brother. It was sad. And brother, the further his service went on, the worse it got. I thought to myself, my soul, I think I'd hate to have to preach in that. Amen. And I tell you, about the time the preacher got ready to preach, the pastor looked out. There were some older ladies out there from another church somewhere else. And he asked them to come and sing. And I tell you, that older lady got on the piano, and three of them older ladies got up there and they sung that song, He's Still God. And I tell you, when they hit that note, He's Still God, brother Hyde, I cannot explain it. It's like God ripped the roof off of that place and the heavenly dove came down and the Holy Ghost moved in that place. I tell you, friend, the preacher liked to preach himself to death. That's what I'm talking about, friend. Somebody needs to pray that God would move at God's house. Amen. Ought to come prayerfully. What about when sinners come? Somebody needs to be laboring in prayer. Amen. Somebody needs to be laboring in prayer that the God of heaven, praise God, with cords of love would draw them. And you don't know what somebody's been through this week and how heavy a burden and a heavy load that's been upon them, how that Satan has attacked them mentally and all the things they're facing. And it could be that your prayer is what prevails in the service. I believe prayer is a prevailing instrument, Brother Hyde. I believe it's so important. Thank God that we pray. See, Brother Danny, I don't know where you've been this week, but praise God, I can pray for you and ask God to move and help you. And if you're like me, you need something from God. I tell you, we need something we can pray. That's how we go to God's house. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Brother, I tell you what, if you've been praying out there and praying at home, if you get called on to pray in here, it'll probably show up. Amen. Boy, we need to pray. Boy, we need to pray. Thank God, just pray. Call on God. You say, I can't sleep at night, pray. Thank God, going through the day, pray. What did Jesus say? Men ought always to pray. That does not mean, friend, that we spend 24 hours a day in a kneeled position. But what it does mean is we have a heart toward God and a mind toward God, and we're walking in fellowship with God. And Brother Joe, just like I'd fellowship and talk with you, I can talk with my Heavenly Father, and I can talk with Him anytime about anything. Praise the Lord. I mean, as I'm driving down the highway, I can talk with Him. Praise God, on the job, I can talk with Him. Ain't that wonderful, friend? I mean, just pray. And then if we've been praying and praying, and everybody starts praying as a body, when we come in this place, friend, it'll be hard, thank God, to keep her down. Amen. Oh yes, friend, I tell you, we ought to pray for one another and pray for the service that God would move greatly. Amen. Just pray. Amen. Brother Hatt, when I'm not here, I can pray for this service. That's exactly right. I can pray that the Holy Ghost move on you. Thank God. Amen. That's exactly right. Hey, brother, if you're sick and can't come, I tell you what you can do. You can call on the God of heaven and ask God to move greatly. Oh, yes. I believe that's how we ought to come to the house of God. I believe we ought to be in harmony. Thank God, in unity. In one accord, praise God. Love in one another, thank the Lord. Hey, listen. Don't get in the habit of just coming in and sitting somewhere. Make an effort now, friend. Praise God. To get up, thank the Lord, and shake somebody's hand and say, praise God, I appreciate you. Amen. You don't think I don't appreciate this young man playing that guitar? That blesses my heart, thank God. I appreciate that. Amen. Let folk know you appreciate them. Amen. Oh, yes. Because they could have been kicked on all week. Amen. And it might be the words you speak. Thank God, in a heart of love. Thank God that gives him strength to go another mile for the journey. Amen. Hey, listen, the world may have hated on them all week long, but when you tell them that you love them, thank God. Amen. That makes you want to go on. Oh, yes. Thank God. Amen. Faithfully, Brother Hyde, faithfully. Boy, there's been some times, I'm going to be honest, I ain't always wanted to come. Amen. Can I be quite honest this morning? I wish I could tell you every time it's church time, praise God, I'm just jumping through the house for the height, saying, hallelujah, it's about time to go. But that ain't always how it is. Sometimes I'm not that excited. Amen. I rolled in the house of God, thought it ain't going to be much tonight. Amen. My heart wasn't even right. Amen. All of a sudden, God get to kissing and moving and get to moving on me and help me. Praise God. I sure am glad I came. I'm going to be honest. I'm glad I came this morning. Thank God. I'm glad I made the journey. Hey, it's been worth the trip. Praise God. Oh, yes, it has. Oh, yes. Prayerfully. 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 Thank God. Just pray. Just pray, folks. Just pray. Pray for one another. And I've said before, that's the best way to love one another, is to pray for one another. I mean, friend, it's hard to pray for somebody you don't love. Hey, man, but when you get to praying for them, God will help you. Just pray for them. Call their name out. And if you know they're going through something, pray about that. Amen. And pray and ask God to help. I tell you, friend, we ought to go hopefully with expectation. Amen. I thought about this man. They laid him out there at the gate. And every day, he was hope. He was laying there in hope. Isn't that right? Laying there in hope. Well, he was hoping that somebody would come by and have a little compassion. Amen. And you never know who might roll in here, praise God. Hey, listen, they're just looking for some hope. Just a message of hope, a song of hope, a testimony of hope. Amen. Boy, some of these testimonies just stir my soul, Brother High. It helps me. Thank God, because God's been helping them. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, as Peter and John come by, you know what I like about these men? They wasn't in such a rut, in such a hurry, that they didn't have time, praise God, to help somebody on the journey. Amen. Oh, yes. Boy, it could be, praise God, when you lend a hand to somebody else, that what might make the difference. Oh, yes. But he went with some hope. Boy, I want to go with some hope, friend. That God is going to do something. Amen. That God is going to work. That God's going to meet my need. That God's going to touch my heart. That God's going to help my neighbor. That God's going to help my friend. Amen. And hope. See, you never know. You just never know, friend. Hopefully. The Bible tells us here, friend, that they said, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Can you imagine what that day? Listen, that day was different than any other day he'd ever had in his life. And it could be, friend, one of these services you come in is going to be the service. Amen. That's different than any other service you've ever been. That service, friend, when God does something for you that you're never going to get over. Amen. Brother, that's what I come looking for. I come looking for God. Listen, I need God to do something for me. Oh, my soul, Lord, my soul. Could it be this day that the Lord does that for me? Thank God. And reaches way down. Praise God. It helps me. Thank God they lifted him. Hallelujah. Boy, I like this. The Bible said they lifted up and immediately, brother, there was a change. There was a change. By the way, that's what happened when you got saved. It was an immediate change. Amen. Now, I'm not all I need to be, but I'm not what I used to be. God made a change. Thank God. I tell you, I couldn't walk, but God let me walk. And it's amazing, friend, the steps and how he got. You know where this man wanted to go as soon as he got help? He wanted to go to the house of God. Isn't that amazing? They didn't have to tell him he had to go to the house of God. They didn't have to instruct him to go to the house of God. He didn't even have to take some kind of course somewhere to find out he ought to be in the house of God. It was in his heart to go. Amen. I'm going to tell you something else. He fell in love with a preacher. Hallelujah to God. Am I right? As a matter of fact, the Bible tells me over there, he's got a hold of him. Amen. I mean, he just can't hardly let him go, Brother Hyde. Thank God. God's done something for him. Amen. Oh, there's a little hope. The house of God ought to be a place for hope, friend. Amen. That's why it's important you pray and important that you come and how you come and that you come in harmony. I mean, I believe that's how to go to the house of God. I'll tell you something else. I believe we ought to go joyfully. Amen. Sometimes, friend, my joy meter's about like the gas handle on my little truck. It stays over toward empty a whole lot. That's right. Amen. And you think sometimes I'm trying to wean that truck of fuel. That's right. And there's been a few times I've run the line saying, I'll just stop and fill up tomorrow. I'll stop and get some tomorrow. And on the way, I don't want them very cold, cold mornings, Brother Robert. Amen. About halfway to the gas station. Guess who's parked on the side of the highway? I am. You know why? Because I'm on empty. Amen. And but Brother Hyde, I tell you spiritually, there's been some times, friend, I just said, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll fill up tomorrow. I'll get right with God tomorrow. I tell you, friend, tomorrow ain't the time. It's right now. Thank God. I tell you, ought to be some joy down in God's house. Amen. You know why this man had so much joy? Amen. You know why he had so much joy? He had never had walked. He'd seen people walk past him every day. Can you imagine not being able to walk and seeing everybody walk past you every day? Seeing children laughing and playing and running and jumping and carrying on, and you wish you could do that, but you've never done that? Then one blessed day on the way to the house of God, here comes two men of God walking in harmony and unity, and they got love in their heart, thank God. And they saw this man there and fastened their eyes on him. And Peter takes him by the hand, and Brother Keith, thank God, for the first time in his life, he's a standing on his feet, thank God. Oh, yes, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, somebody might say, now, preacher, if I was crippled, amen, been crippled all my life, and all of a sudden I could walk, I'd probably be happy too. But let me tell you something, friend, you was worse off than that. Amen. You were a spiritual cripple. Amen. You were spiritually blind. You were spiritually dead. You couldn't help yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened one day, thank God. The blessed Holy Ghost came by. Amen to God. Brother Hyde, I remember the Sunday when God came by and got a hold of me, thank God. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That's where the joy comes from. You realize, Finn, you were headed to hell without hope in God? Amen. You couldn't help yourself, and most of you didn't even care. Amen. Didn't even care that you were headed that way. Hey, friend, maybe even laughed and made jokes about it. Amen. I've heard sinners make jokes about it. Well, I'm a going to hell. I'm a going to hell. But I'm a praying that one day, friend, the good God of heaven gets a hold of the heart. Amen. And shows him that hell's a real place, friend. Oh, but thank God. I'm glad heaven's a real place this morning. And a man can go there by the grace of Almighty God. Oh, yes. Thank God. Thank God he lifted me, Brother Hyde. That's why he lifted me. Thank God lifted me. If you're saved, he lifted you. Thank God. That's why you ought to have some joy. Thank God. That ought to affect the way you come in to the house of God. I'm going to tell you what, friend. You get a place full of joy. Amen. And I tell you what, folk will be wanting to get in. Amen. I promise you that, friend. Listen. You get a heart full of joy. That has an effect. Do you realize if you come in full of joy, your brother may come in with no joy because he's been beat down all week, but that your joy gets to overflowing and can get on him and it'll affect him. Oh, my. I thought about three older men at our old house of God when I was just a little boy. Three older men. One of them was a preacher. Thank God, two of them, praise God, just older men. One of the men didn't get saved. He was on up in his 60s. Amen. And I tell you, they just got a truckload of joy when they got it, brother. I'm talking about they got a truckload of joy. Amen. I remember the choir would sing, "I want to stroll over heaven." I still like that song, Brother Hyde. "I want to stroll over heaven." And when they'd get to singing that song, I don't know how old Dad Smith was. He was old ever since I knew him, praise God. I tell you, friend, he wasn't hardly, he wasn't about that big around, you know. That man, praise God, he would walk around the church house shouting, "Thank God." I'm talking about something real in his heart and joy overflowing. He'd stop and tell everybody that he loved them. He'd hug their neck, thank God. Boy, I appreciate that. Hey, that had a great effect on the service, thank God. That'd have an effect on you. Oh, yeah. Oh, Preacher Tuttle. I remember him, praise God. He'd come out of the prayer room. He'd sit out there in the car listening to preaching until it was time for preaching. He'd come in to the last minute, thank God. He'd come in, look like, praise God, the joy of his heart had been ringing in his soul, thank God. He'd go to the prayer room and he'd come out there singing, "The windows of heaven are open and the blessings are flowing tonight," thank God. I'm going to tell you what, you don't think that didn't affect the service, friend? That had a great effect. It wasn't an act, friend. It was something real in his heart. And I thought about old Doc Caldwell, praise God. I tell you, friend, listen, he just fell in love with Jesus and never got over it. Amen. I'm talking about a man, friend, that God saved out of a life of sin. I'm talking about picked him up, friend, in the twilight years of his life. And praise God, redeemed his life from destruction. I tell you, friend, that old man would shout and worship God and praise God. And the joy would flow. I tell you, friend, we ought to have some joy in our heart, praise God, in knowing him. Amen. Oh, yes. That's how I want to go. Amen. If I don't go, shame on me. That's exactly right. I got every right to have a little bit of joy. Why is that? Because he came to where I was and lifted me. I was on my way to hell. Praise God, he rescued me. I couldn't see it, thank God, and he let me see it. I didn't have no life, and he gave me life. He did every bit of it for me, thank God. He was under no obligation to me. It was done freely by his grace. I bless his holy name this morning, thank God. Oh, yes. Boy, I tell you what, friend, I won't go to the house of God like that. Amen, because somebody might need it. Boy, to think, friend, to think that I would have the privilege and the opportunity, thank God, to help make a difference in somebody else's life. See, that's what happened. These guys had the opportunity to make the difference in somebody else's life. I really won't do that. Amen, I really, really want to do that. I got to thinking, Brother Hyde, oh, my soul, listen, over half my course is done. I know that over half my course is already run, but I'd really like to finish strong. God would help me. I'd like for my life to make a difference in somebody else's life and spread a little joy and love. And thank God, let them know that there's a Savior. His name is Jesus, thank God. Hey, I'd like to help the saints of God who've been beat down in the battle, thank God, and undergird them and love on them and support them. I tell you, it's important how we go to God's house, amen. Oh, yes, it's important. The Bible said him leaping. Can you imagine that? That grown man leaping around the house of God like that, like a child. Amen. He lost all his dignity. He lost all his pride. He didn't care, thank God. He was overwhelmed. Hallelujah. Sometimes y'all just get overwhelmed. We ought to ask God to help us get overwhelmed. Thank the Lord. We ought to take a trip back to where God found us and what we were when God found us. Oh, yes. Put a little joy on the inside. I really, friend, listen, when the joy gets to getting in there, hey, man, it's hard to contain it. You know, when somebody's got real joy, you can pick up on that pretty quick. Am I right? Hey, man, that's one thing I love about children. They are what they are. Amen. And when they got joy, you know all about it. When they're excited, you know all about it. Praise God. I tell you, friend, I want to be that way. I really do. I want to be that way. And the Bible said, and all the people saw him. Amen. They saw him. I just began to think as I read the scripture, I wonder what they see in me. I wonder what they see. I mean, I really do. Can they see Christ? Can they see joy? Can they detect that I've been walking with God? Do they feel like I've been praying? Amen. Am I in harmony and unity? Am I in lockstep with the Lord? Am I doing what I need to do? Oh, my, I want to be. I'm just being honest. I want to be. And I thought, I don't know where we may end up this year. I don't know where God may let take us and where God's path may lead us to. Boy, I'd like to go in full of joy and full of God. I'd like to go in, praise God, with a heart of adoration and thanksgiving. I'd like to be able to stand, praise God, with joy in my soul because of what God did for me. Amen. Thank God and give a little hope. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, when you look around, don't look like much hope. Oh, but when you get to looking in this book and you get to looking at him, he never looked any better. Hallelujah. I want to say something about Jesus. He's altogether lovely. He's altogether lovely. Hey, man, boy, I appreciate it. And they kind of marveled over this. They said, we don't really kind of understand this. They stood in wonder and amazement of what happened to this man. Thank God they saw out there begging. Boy, I'm glad that God can take you from begging, praise God, to walking, leaping, and praising God. Hey, man, God, hey, listen, God can change you. Hey, man, God can change you. And I believe, friend, this is what's been on my heart. I've been looking at things about the church, and I've been thinking about the house of God, the people of God. And boy, it's been heavy on my heart. Now then I got to thinking about myself, because I found out, Brother Hyde, a lot of times it's easy for me to analyze somebody else, but not so easy for me to analyze myself. And I begin to ask myself some questions. How do I go to the house of God? Amen. Do I exhibit any of these things in my life? Like, thank God, can they tell? Thank God that I'm excited about knowing him. Amen. Thank God. Can I help somebody? Can I help somebody? Can I help somebody? Oh, I want to. I want to help somebody. I'm just talking about, friend, how to go to the house of God. This is how I'd like to go. And hopefully, friend, if I can go this way, there'll be somebody that I'll meet somewhere that I'll be able to help. Amen. And if they get any help, I'd have to testify like Peter did. Peter said, now what? Let me tell you something. He said, it's not because of anything I got in me. Right. Amen. It's because of him. It's because of him. And brother, what a great opportunity to be able to brag on Jesus. If somebody can get some help and you say, I just want you to understand something. It's God that did it. You just give glory to God. Amen. I'm talking about how to go. Amen. How to go to the house of God. Boy, I appreciate the Lord today. I appreciate his grace. And I appreciate his goodness. And I ask you the question. How do you want to go to the house of God? Hey, man, how do you want to go? And do you want to go like this? Because I believe if we could go like this, praise God, there's no telling what we might see in a day when folk just about give up on God and say, well, she's about over. Hey, friend, God's still on the throne. Thank God he's still able. He still touches. He still saves. He still works. And thank God he's still able to help his people. I appreciate God, don't you? Thank God for his grace. And thank God for his goodness. Thank God. Let's stand to our feet, preacher. I appreciate the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God.